first race was generally a Banks race, but they've changed it around this year, and I think it's a good initiative by Punchatown, and it's the Howden Insurance Brokers Mayor's Novice Hurdle. It's a lottery here on a couple of horses. I'm going to tip up, but it's very open. Walk with the Park down at the bottom. It's trained by Martin Brazel locally and ridden by Connor. Look at Martin Brazel. Loves to have winners around Punchatown, and it's his local track, and he always comes there and he always plots one out for it, and I think this could be a little bit of a plot. Another horse I like is Night and Day, trained by Willie Mullins and ridden by Paul Downlands. If you look at the car today, it's full of Willie Mullins runs. He's going to have lots of winners for today. You could do Worse Nearly Done Back, and Willie Mullins' horse is blind, but I'm putting up two here against the field. The likely winner is probably Night and Day, the 8 horse, and the each way horse in the race is the 12 horse Walk with Paul.
All right, so if we look then at the 4.15, can you look outside number 2, Faciel Vega? At the minute, he's 13-8 on.
Well, I was at Nace Racecourse last night, and another bookmaker, a long-standing bookmaker within the county of Kildare, a man called Frank Snellen, who's a fair opinion in Kilcullen there, and he told me that this was an absolute certainty.
Right.
And when Frank opens his mouth, he don't open it too often, but he opens, you've got to listen. He's a man of his ages, and he's a very nice man, and he's been around a long time. And he thinks this is a certainty, so I'm not going to oppose this fella. It's owned locally by the Hammer and Trowel Syndicate in Clane, great supporters of the game, and the whole of Clane has got behind this horse. It's owned by Gerard O'Brien and Sean Dean there in Clane, and it's a William Mullen show. This race is, he has 3 runners in it, and I don't see anything else counting in the race. If you're to ask me to tip up a likely second horse in the race, it's the one horse which I tipped up here in Cheltenham each way. It was ridden to be placed in Cheltenham Diverge. It could be ridden more positively today. So if there's a horse to beat him in the race, I think it's the one horse there, Diverge. But just for local support and for Kildare, I cannot oppose Faciel Vega.
Yeah, 13-8 on at the moment. That's Diverge that you mentioned. Number 1 is 7-2. Looking then at the 4.50 race, and this one is more open. The last race you mentioned, 5 runners. This one has 18 runners.
Yeah, and sponsored locally by Killishee again. You'll get the trend throughout the week that a lot of the sponsors are local, and that's huge for the county as well. A couple of horses here are like a horse... the 15 horse Tikau, trained by Willie Mullins and ridden by... There was fortunes for this horse at Cheltenham, and it ran its race before the start. It set a light in the parade ring, didn't go to travel to the start well, and there was 2 false starts in the race, and before the race was run, he had his race run, and he didn't run a race there, and for that reason I'm going to tip him up here, the 15 horse Chicago. Another horse in the right in the race was a real plot the last time in Fairy House, a Mark Fatty horse, real improver the last time, and he can improve again, he's loads left in the tank. Is the 12 horse Telecon, trained in Monster Evan by Mark Fatty and ridden by Ricky Dial. Another horse I'd like in the race is the top of the race, top of the handicap, the one horse trained by Gordon Elliott, Phila Dunaries. So it's 3 against the field here, but it's a wide open handicap. Stick a pin in it.
Right, the 4.15, if you were definitely going with Faciel Vega, can you see anything else apart from Energumen? This is the 5.25.
If Frank Snell thought this one, that Faciel Vega was a penalty kick, I think this one is a penalty kick around the 4-11 shot. I can't oppose this fella. He's done it everywhere. He's done it here, he's done it in Cheltenham, he's done it in Leopardstown before. Can't oppose him, proven around the track, won really well. He's one bad run to his name, that was in Cheltenham this year, but we forgave that run when he won at the festival. Gentle to Me ran a blinder at the Dublin Racing Festival, didn't come out in Cheltenham and run the same race. So him for each way places. The 3 horse will win and the 4 horse will likely come home second.
Okay, what about the 6 o'clock then? 17 runners here.
Lads, it doesn't get any easy here. The Goffs Land Rover, but these are horses that were purchased at the Land Rover sale, which is a sale in Goffs in June of last year. And a lot of them haven't even seen a track. So you're going completely on... what people are saying, you know, what people fancy, what people don't fancy, what people are picking up off the ground. To be absolutely honest with you, I've picked up nothing for this race as yet, and I'll be still waiting. A horse that won in Punchatown before was the 16 horse. It's the only winner in the race, I think. Spectacular.
Just to come in, actually, Dara, I see he's a non-runner.
He's a non-runner.
That's just been updated.
I had a big L-A-Y after him to lay him to get me a few quid out of him for the day, so I can't have to pick something else now. That's a bit of a disappointment. So you have to watch the trainers and watch the yards. The Nine Horse Predators Gold is trained by William Mullins, and it's owned by the same team, Jigginstown. So that probably has a chance. And there's been a lot of money for the Four Horse Farland. But I would watch the market here, and I'd wait and I'd shop late. I wouldn't shop early in this race, I'd shop late. Very open race. Don't know much about it.
Okay, I see Rachel Blackmore is, I'm not sure if this is her first race then, which is the 6:36 race with Journey With Me on board number 5 there for Henry de Bromhead.
Yeah, she's a lot of rides today, but this is the first one that she's really fancied on is Journey With Me. Has a really good race, missed the Cheltenham Festival, which is probably a plus for this horse today. Comes here fresh from a win at Naas, and will probably start favoured, and I think Willie Mullins has four of the field here. He's Appreciate, he's Classy Getaway, he has James de Borley, and he has the 6 horse Sir Gerhard. Don't actually fancy the 6 horse Sir Gerhard, so I'll be taking him on for a few quid, but he's a big enough price. I'm going to tip up Rachel Blackmore and Journey With Me here, and the each way horse is the 4 horse James de Borley. Very tricky contest, hard to pick the winner of it, but I would like to see Rachel starting off the festival and a winner for Brian Atchison down there in Clonmel, Henry de Bromhead, and our own legendary Rachel.
Okay, a couple of one message in here just saying, can we repeat the tips? We'll do that as we always do at the end as well, just in case you've missed them, because I know there are quite a number of horse names that we're going through, but I will go through them again in a minute. Two more races to go then, Dara, starting off with the 7:10.
Yeah, look at this, the 7:10, and if you just look at the races, like some of these races can be easy enough to analyse. If you look down at last year's winner was a horse called Vital Island. Now he's favourite, but he's entitled to be favoured. He's won around the course. He's proven. He's done it all before. It's around the Banks race in Punchestown. And the Banks race in Punchestown is synonymous with 2 horse trainers. It's synonymous with Enda Bulger. And it's synonymous with Peter Maher. Peter Maher trains out of Cockbridge. And you could do worse than just backing them horses. So I think Vital Island will win here around the 6-4 shot. He's done it last year. He's been set up. He's won 2 Banks races and Pint to Pints before this. And the other horse is the 4 horse, the Nordender, for Enda Bulger and Derek O'Connor. If you look at me throughout the week in the East Banks races, I'll be tipping up Enda Bulger in the bulk of them, because he's proven. He has the actual nearly carbon copy course at home in the field, so he schools these horses around these fences every day, and for that he wins a lot of them.
Is the final race just one for watching?
Oh Jesus, one for watching. It's one for going to the bar and having a drink with. Stick with the names, you know, the Willie Mullinses or Gordon Elliott's, the Patrick Mullinses or the Jamie Codds or the Derek O'Connors. Can't pick a winner of it. Peter Fatty. Look, if it was to pick one, I'd pick the Peter Fatty horse, because Peter Farry always likes getting the winner of the festival down there for Monster Evan, and it's ridden by Derek O'Connor, but it's an impossible race. It's impossible. I just actually fell back the horse with me this morning, and he's a very, very good mark, and I'm definitely going with him. It's the John Kiley trained Jair Vivo, ridden by the real star of the future, J.L. Gleeson, Brian Gleeson's son. I've laid a small sneaky few quid each way at this one, and you could do worse than follow that.
Okay, so just to go through those again then, if you missed them, we'll start off with the 3:40, the tips, number 12, Walk With Paul, and number 8, Night and Day. The 4:15, number 2, Facile Vega, the favourite there, and followed up then with number 1, Diverge. The 4:50, number 15, Takao, number 12, Telecon, and also maybe an each way bet on number 1, Phil's Dudari. The 5:25, pretty much assert, as Dara said, number 3, Energuman, with an each way bet on number 4, Gentleman Demi. Then at 6 o'clock, a tough race there, Dara saying shop late, with a tip maybe on number 9, Predator's Gold. At 6:35, number 5, Journey With Me. Then at 7:10, number 2, Vital Island, and number 4, The Northerner. And then at 7:45, a race for watching, as Dara said, number 4, Down Mexico Way, and number 8, Jio Vivo.
And just one thing before I finish, I'll be shot if I don't. Ronnie Beale, synonymous with Clane, Willie Beale's wife there in Clane, she's 60 today, she's my childminder at home, she's going to Punchestown today. Behave yourself, Ronnie, we'll see you later. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday indeed. Alright, thanks for that, Dara, and a reminder of course that KFM will be broadcasting live this afternoon and throughout the course of the week from 3 until 7 o'clock, and on Family Day on Saturday from 2 to 6 we'll have live content. commentary of every race across the 5 days in association with Ace Casino in Kildare Town. And also thanks to our sponsors, Newbridge Sales and Hire, Newbridge Industrial Estate, Joe Mallon Motors, Renault and Dacia Sallins Road Nace, Ace Casino in Kildare Town and Punchestown Racecourse itself for our coverage over the next number of days.
KFM's Daily Live Punchestown Update with bookmaker Dara Fitzpatrick.